Suncast is proudly supported by Trina Solar.
We were awarded the largest battery project in the world. It's called Warrata. You and I have talked about it a few times. It's in Australia. U.S. company building what at the time was the biggest battery project being built in the world. We did that because the local utilities asked us, we need a shock absorbing system for the city of Sydney. We need it to work in this very specific way. We're able to do that because we own the inverter company and because we have a power plant controller. And that's how we won the project.
What's the size of that project?
That's 1.8 gigawatt hours.
Gigawatt hours.
Almost 2 gigawatt hours of power.
Hey there, solar warriors. I'm Nico Johnson, and this is Suncast. Each week, I pull back the veil on the life and business insights of clean tech entrepreneurs building the most noble and impactful companies of our time. I hope what you learn from this conversation is a catalyst for your own growth. So thanks for tuning in and welcome to our tribe. Battery energy storage is one of the hottest topics on the market today. And live at the Media Zone here at the UNC Cleantech Summit, we're going to talk with one of the largest providers of battery energy storage in the world. That company is Powin. I'm your host, Nico Johnson. The Media Zone is brought to you by FTC Solar, Powin, and Imperial Star. I'm joined by Anthony Carroll, the president of Powin. Anthony, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
I'm glad to finally have someone from Powin leadership on the show. It's been a long time coming.
I know. Thank you for
long
that.
Long time coming. Yeah. I feel like I've been watching you really understand and begin to dominate this space for a long time. You have a deep history in the power conditioning and power delivery industry. For those who are unfamiliar, although at this stage, I feel like a lot of folks should be familiar with Powin, how do you characterize Powin to your friends that have never really, that don't understand the storage industry?
I think Powin is a combination of two things. One, it was funded and created as a family-owned company. And we still continue to represent those values out of the city in Portland, Oregon, but now all over the world. So everyone that works at Powin, I believe and I hope as the president, that feels part of a big family. And that is really a reason why I think our customers continue to choose us. The other part is very early in the industry, we selected a strategy that was to buy cells from different providers, but then bring them to the US, test them in our lab. We've hired more than 250 people in that lab, test the cells, get all the data, and really predict the behavior of that battery long term to be able to give that guarantee to our customers. That can seem like a logical thing to do. Nobody was doing it 3 or 4 years ago. I think that's one of the reasons why the company got to where we are today.
Another reason why the company got to where it is today is because the leadership had a long track record of developing projects in the field and really saw the vision for where battery storage and battery capacity was headed, right?
Absolutely.
And positioned the company in a way, in particular in California, to win early, early projects. Coming from the inverter side of the business, what got you excited about battery storage as the inevitable future of your career?
Maybe to start, a shout out to Jeff Brown, who is a good friend of both of us. And I've learned so much from him. And you're right, that was exactly where Powin started, developing a project because it was so hard to really find one to be able to build. So what's the best solution? Just do it yourself. If you believe in your dream, you believe in your technology, just build a project, right? And then you validate the technology. That's what happened. And that is just amazing. Apart from that, what made me choose batteries? Jeff Brown, for one, right? When I met him, I was, I was at Siemens at the time. And I just met the team. They explained to me how they were running their business, how they were selling batteries. And I remember putting together a few slides on these are the challenges in the industry. And it would be great to find solutions for each of the challenge. And Jeff just saying, well, you should join us and find solutions to these challenges. And I accepted the challenge and it's been great.
From in terms of the ecosystem of battery energy and battery storage, where does Powin fit in the overarching sort of service level? You know, there's manufacturing, there's integration, there's delivery, there's operations.
Let me walk you through the smallest part of a battery to the substation real quick. Okay. Yep. You have cells, which basically get packed into a module, which basically gets packed into a stack and then gets packed into a battery, right? The cell is the smallest component. We're talking 280 amp hour cells, now 305, soon 340. You're getting more power into these cells, right? As you grow. The supply has traditionally been from China.
Right.
Now you're seeing other countries and the US develop, right? Hopefully end of 25, 26, we already start seeing some of these companies ramping up their manufacturing in the US. So let's just take cells from the US. We put them into a module. We have to add sensors. We have to have thermal sensors, power sensors, voltage sensors, everything in there. Yep. Then it's a stack. We have to cool the stack. And then we put it into a big battery. That battery connects into an inverter that turns DC power into AC, which goes to a step-up transformer, and then either to another step-up transformer and to the grid.
Right.
That's how you see a battery within a utility-scale plant.
Okay. And Powen participates in the entire stack
Powen,
of the product?
Right now, we're not manufacturing cells. So what we're doing is we continue to use our lab in Portland to validate the cells from new suppliers. We are constantly onboarding new suppliers.
Yeah.
This is something extremely important. If you want to remain competitive and succeed long-term, you need to constantly update not just your customer base, but your partner base.
Yeah.
So imagine you hear a new cell vendor out of China, Vietnam, the US, who says, hey, we're the next big thing.
Sure.
Powen brings it in, tests it, and makes sure it's valid for our product, and then launches it. So without the cell, all of the manufacturing of the module, the stack, the battery, then the inverter. You may remember we acquired EKS inverters.
Yep.
Then we sold a portion of that to Hitachi Energy, which kind of brings like a powerhouse combination there. Right up to that point, we're not building transformers yet.
Right. Is Powen still in the business of integrating in terms of developing projects and really going out and owning the project level control of the deals? And And I'm curious how prevalent that is still in the battery deployment sector at this point.
We're actually in the process of acquiring one of our projects because it's so important for us to continue to own the value and the data.
Okay.
Right? The data of a performing asset is really valuable.
Sure.
Priceless, right? You have that data. That data can be sold to other companies who are going to look at that and be like, oh, I can do a project with that mathematical model.
Right.
That's money, right? On the other part, I think we are definitely looking into that, and we are doing it right now. I'll give you one example. We were awarded the largest battery project in the world. It's called Warata. You and I have talked about it a few times. It's in Australia. US company building what at the time was the biggest battery project being built in the world. How did we do that? We did that because AMO and Transgrid, the local utilities, asked us, we need a shock absorbing system for the city of Sydney. We need it to work in this very specific way. We need your batteries to respond immediately to our commands, voltage and power, and do it in a certain way. We're able to do that because we own the inverter company and because we have a power plant controller, which is the maximum level of software. Yeah. And that's how we won the project.
What's the size of that project?
That's 1.8 gigawatt hours.
Gigawatt hours.
Almost 2 gigawatt hours of power.
I know all of us are in the middle of conference season. You may even be conferenced out, but if you've already committed to the Midwest Solar Expo, well, I'm stoked to see you in Chicago, May 21st and 22nd. And you still have time, if you're listening to before May 22nd, to buy your ticket. You can get a 15% discount using the code SUNCAST15. Why would you go? Because I'm going to be there, going to be interviewing three legends, Mary Powell from Sunrun, John Berger from Sunnova, and Raghu Beller from Enphase, all live from the main stage. We also have our SUNCAST Media Zone stage, which is going to be out in the lobby doing interviews with thought leaders in 15-minute increments throughout the show. You could be interviewed on that stage. You could also support that stage, just like Aviv Shalgi and Solar Simplified are doing. Get your name in lights and your brand on our backdrop. Find out how by emailing sales@suncast.me. It's not too late, but soon it will be. Get your ticket. SUNCAST15 gives you a 15% discount. Get your participation in our media zone by emailing us sales@suncast.me. And I'd love to see you while we're all in Chicago. Don't miss this year's Midwest Solar Expo. It's sure to be a good one. It's probably fair to say that every sector in the U.S. solar industry is anticipating the emergence of truly domestic U.S. module manufacturing capacity over the coming years. But for Trina Solar's customers, that wait is over, as the new 5-gigawatt facility in Willmar, Texas, will soon have U.S.-made N-type TOPCon modules rolling off the line, all while supporting 1,500 local jobs. Just another reason Trina Solar is your trusted partner for Total Solar Solutions. Visit mysuncast.com/Trina to learn more about Trina U.S. manufacturing capacity. Hey, Solar Warrior, I want to thank you for tuning in. In honor of 700 episodes of Suncast, my team and I have packaged this little ebook called 10 Uncommon Books That Influenced the Leaders of the Climate Tech Revolution. If you'd like to get your hands on it, and as well say thank you for us putting together 700 episodes of this show for you, head to suncastoffer.com. It's easy. Give me your email. I'll send you over the ebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go to suncastoffer.com. Now back to the show. What is driving the adoption, especially here in the USA, what's driving the adoption on the utility scale side of the business of battery energy storage?
I think three things. One, safety is where it has to be, right? If you want to deploy capital, there are a few rules to deploy capital, right? But the main one is it has to be a safe, certified solution. Batteries, until very recently, were not being installed in massive quantities to be able to have reliability data from the field, right? That's one. Now we know the solutions are safe. Now we can deploy them. Two, I think incentives and really utilities deciding that batteries are a good asset to own, not just on their books, but on their grid, whether it's as a transmission asset, whether it's to retire a coal plant, whether it's to have them in that grid to make it stronger. And I think number three, maybe selfishly, there's just some great batteries out there.
Yeah.
You know, like really when you look at Powin and you look at some of our competitors also, they're good companies, bankable companies, large companies with great people. So let's build some batteries.
So the industry has matured to the point where Wall Street can can reliably bank the projects effectively.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about as the industry grows, the workforce has to come alongside. Yes. I hear a lot of folks talk about the workforce opportunity and even the workforce development happening for solar development in the field, for installation, for even for employees in module factories. We now know that almost something like 30 battery companies are talking about building factories here in the United States, including Powin.
Yep. Yep.
Where are the job opportunities on the battery storage side of the business writ large? And feel free to talk about what the specific opportunities are at Powin, but I'm curious about the job, the roles, the transferable skills. Where do you see people coming from that can bring those skills into the storage side of the business?
100%. And I love the question, and I love being here at UNC. All of the questions on the panel that I was speaking, it was actually decoupling supply chain from China.
Yeah.
All of the questions were from students.
Wow.
Then like 10, 12 students came up and sat patiently in line just to say hi. Just like really like saying, hey, you guys are doing an amazing thing. One of them
really
impacted me. He talked about transparency. He said, hey, could you share more about your ESG report? Like, how are you carbon neutral? What are you doing? Yeah. And he cared. Like you could tell they cared. So I will say the same thing I said to one of these students who came up for a career advice. One, do what you're passionate about. Mm. Because if you do that, it won't be work.
Right.
Right. And it's not just about saving the planet and doing the right thing, which it is, but it's also about you need to enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you believe in it, you love what you do.
I do.
Like, man, I know I love what I do.
Yeah.
Right? You can sense that.
Yeah.
Find that thing. And again, I'm not trying to convince people to join this industry. What I can guarantee is this industry has a need for talented, motivated people. And you ask me in which divisions, I would split it into two groups. One, think about innovation. I think too much of the renewable space is focused on building stuff.
Right.
You know, hey, do we need a factory here? We need a factory there. But where dreams are made are usually in the lab.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I love that kind of really passionate person who wants to create something and wants to add value to something. So if you have that inspiration and ability, you know, go invent.
And there are some tremendous labs. I mean, not only our national renewable energy labs, but all across the United States in universities like the University of North Carolina, there are bright students innovating. And those technologies, companies like Powin can adopt, can spin out of the university. 100%. Is there anywhere you see a deficit, a particular skill set that's still a deficit in the industry?
I think I'll say two areas really come out as I think a deficit. I think one is in engineering, we need more people who have done it before.
Okay.
So when I interview people, I have this sentence. I have two strategies. One is, have you done it before? And of course, that kind of defeats the purpose of really young people when you're saying, well, I haven't done it before, but I've studied it, or I know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
But have you done it before in terms of, did you study exactly what I need you to do? And in energy storage, it is so hard to find people who have specialized in it, like real experience either designing or building batteries.
Right.
If you study, specialization is my first advice. The other thing that I usually do in interviews, and this actually I took from Elon Musk, is just ask people to tell you how they did something, not just what they did. Because if they can explain you how, it means that they did it.
Yeah.
If they can't, somebody else did it for them and they took the credit, right? So I think those are fascinating things. But if you want to like build your passion, I think there's a big deficit in the area of really being able to be specific. Don't just do, oh, I like renewables. Well, what do you like about renewables? Yeah. Semiconductors, inverters, transformers, cables, breakers. I could list like 100 areas. If you're specific, you will be successful.
Yeah. Do one thing, do it really well, and then build upon that.
Exactly.
As we close, I'd love to know if you have any thoughts around the, in particular focused on the United States, utility scale battery storage applications that you feel are primed for, they're ready for prime time.
I think microgrids. Microgrids and some of the funnier, more complex applications like maybe VPP, like virtual power plants. I am fascinated by the way the US is going to really solve the energy challenge.
Yeah.
And that doesn't just happen by piling renewables and batteries into one area of the country.
Right.
It comes with solving the distributed generation challenge. Go to the point where you need the power and fix it. It's great to get the power from Texas or Vegas or California and then send it where you need it. Find out the community. What do they need? Is it local power? Is it more power for factories? Is it more reliability in the grid?
Yep.
And then fix it locally. And we're actually very excited to be supporting some really fun microgrid initiatives.
We'll have to have you back and talk more about all those microgrids when they're public information.
Yeah.
In the meantime, where could folks find out more about Powen and read up on the largest battery in the world?
Definitely come onto our web, powen.com. It's actually a new web page.
Okay.
I have to congratulate the marketing team for doing such an amazing job.
Sure.
Kudos for them and for organizing this. And thank you for the time. And then regarding Warata, just Google the project and you'll be happy to see how Powen partnered with the largest asset owner in the world, BlackRock, to develop that project.
Powen, Australia. And thank you for taking time to join us here at the Suncast Media Zone live at the UNC Clean Tech Summit. The Media Zone is brought to you by FTC Solar, where Anthony Carroll is a board member, as well as Powen, where Anthony serves as the president. Thank you so much, Anthony, for joining us and for supporting this kind of education for the students here at the event and for our audience out in the world.
Thank you, Nick. It was a pleasure.